That's a little bit of a new song that's just coming out called Don't Tell Mommy Why, Mtu Saba, and it features Carmen Lookshire. Carmen, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
How did you get hooked up with this guy? He's from Kenya.
Yep, Kenya, Africa. We have a mutual friend, one that I knew from college, and he does rap music, and he worked with Mtu over in Kenya. So they both work on music. Mtu contacted me through Facebook, and that's how we linked up.
So he reached out to you just because, why? Because did he know you were a singer?
Yes, because I commented on our friend's stuff and, you know, technology. It just brings people closer together.
Sure. You didn't go to Kenya to do this.
No. I send my vocals to Kenya, and his producer mixed it up over there.
And where did you record your vocal track?
I recorded in my house, in my room.
Yeah?
So I have some equipment that I use. Thankfully, I was able to do that on my own.
Now, this is his song, right? But you mentioned something about a charitable thing that's happening throughout the course of the summer.
It's his song. I say it's his song. He says it's my song. So it's like a real co-publishing, co-collaborating, all of that stuff. But 50% of the profits, my profits, will go to the regional food bank. So the rest of the 50% will pay for the musicians and the producers and all of that. So, yeah, the 50% will go to the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York's farm, because I worked there a couple of summers ago, and I love farming. I love gardening and things like that. People call me Farmer Carmen.
You write songs then yourself, too?
Yep. I'm just starting, really, last year, I just started writing the songs. And actually, this song that I wrote was inspired by food and with food. So it started off with apple pie.
With apple pie.
Yeah. I had wanted this piece of apple pie for days, and I just kept forgetting about it. And I finally got to sit down and have the pie, and the spoon had the audacity to almost fall into the pie. So when I went to grab the spoon, I said, no, 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 no. And the way that I said it sounded like a reggae song. So I was like, I need to write a reggae song about apple pie, but make it sound like a love song. So nobody knows about it, but later I can talk about it in like an interview. So here we are.
So here we are talking about apple pie, making me hungry.
Yeah.
I don't know as I've ever had anybody come in here and say they wrote a song inspired by apple pie.
Well, that's, or food.
Or food. Yeah. That's pretty interesting. Don't tell mommy why. Who's mommy?
I would say the guy's mommy, surprisingly. He has to go away from his love, and he doesn't want to have to tell his mom about it. I assume because, you know, mothers, they're going to try to get you to stay, or they're going to say, I told you so, about the girl that, you know, broke your heart. She wasn't any good.
That's awesome.
That's where I got the name.
Even though you weren't in the studio with him, what was it like working with Mtu Saba across the miles?
He's awesome. You know, he's all about peace and love. So it was very open for me to just be very creative. And he sent me the song that he was working on. It just happened to be a reggae song after I was thinking about the apple pie. And I was like, you know, let me write about it from a female's perspective. And if you like it, you can use it. If not, you know, no worries. And he loved it. So, you know, he's just been very supportive and really.
So he intertwined yours with his?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just, it was easily, it was seamlessly.
So you're writing your own songs, and you also do interpretations of other songs as well.
Yes, I do oldies covers because I'm an old soul. People know that about me.
Who are your favorite singers?
Well, I love Celine Dion, but she's not that old. I really like music from the 30s and 40s. But, you know, Celine, Whitney Houston. I grew up with R&B, pop, and stuff like that. So all different kinds of music.
But who from the 30s and 40s would you call up?
Well, I love the movies by Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. So all those songs that they did, and then Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett, they all did later on. Those are the songs that I'm like, I love them.
We're in the studio with Carmen Lookshire, and we're gonna have her sing a couple of songs for us. First one, Nat King Cole's Unforgettable. Do you want to say anything about this song and specifically to you?
It just matches my old soul perfectly. Yes, it's one of my favorites growing up.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
I'm Carmen Lookshire from Albany, New York. This is your home for local music. For Local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found. Leading from your window pane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rain, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops, up way above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Carmen Lookshire. We're live at EXT. I needed a hanky for that one. That's great. That's my favorite song. I love hearing that song.
Yeah, I love musicals, so that's where that really came from. I love show tunes and, you know, Broadway and all that, so...
I kind of gathered that. You mentioned the Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers movies. That, that kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's where I learned to tap. In my head, I'm not a tap dancer. I wish.
Now, the songs that you write, these old songs are songs that inspire you and you love singing. But we're going to hear that M2 Saba song in its entirety in just a little bit. That's not an old sounding song.
Right?
So do the rest of your songs sound more like this new one with M2, or are they kind of old sounding?
I think all my music is just so different. People say I need to find, you know, a niche or like what my style is, but my style is everything. It's different genres. It's all over the place. But I think that's awesome because I can relate to different kinds of people. So here it is, a reggae song. You know, and then I have a musical, and then I have an oldies, and then, you know, I can do country, and I can do rap, whatever I want to do.
When did you first start singing, and when did you first notice in yourself that you had that voice that you just demonstrated for us?
Well, according to some videos, I was probably like 4 when I started singing. I really started through church, and I still sing at church. I canter, and they call me Cantor Carmen. So that's my hashtag, Cantor Carmen.
Awesome. So if people can find you on Twitter that way?
Instagram. Yep, and Twitter. Yeah, and that's where I kind of want to go with my music, to do more Christian and just mix it all together, different styles.
Do you play an instrument as well?
I play the violin. I didn't take chorus when I was in school. I took orchestra. I'd really like to learn guitar and piano, but slowly and surely I'll get there.
Well, Carmen, I'm so glad that you were able to find time to come by and see us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It's awesome.
You know, when you're ready with some more of your own songs, we certainly would love to have you come on back too.
Sounds so awesome.
Carmen, how can folks find you? Because once they've heard this beautiful voice, they're going to want to find you to find more of your songs, and they're going to want to find how they can get this song with M2 Saba and you.
Yeah, I'm like all over social media. Facebook, I have my music page, Cantor Carmen again. Instagram, Cantor Carmen. And I have my website, carmenlookshire.com.
Spell Lookshire for folks.
LOOKSHIRE. Like the Lord of the Rings.
Carmen, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Once again, let's remind folks about this song with M2 Saba and what you're doing with your portion of the profits.
So 50% of the profits for Don't Tell Mommy Why, this reggae tune, is going to the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York, the farm there at the Regional Food Bank. And that could be found on my website for purchase.
Thank you so much, Carmen.
Thank you. Carmen Lookshire, this is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.